is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change. In unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BDS Radio. com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Our direct line, same area code, 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. It is always a true honor to be with each and every one of you, and today this special broadcast is no exception. I'd like to personally invite each of you to bbsradio.com. I have a wealth of information about our guest for this afternoon, and I hope that each of you will join me on my regular broadcast at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Before we bring on our guests for this afternoon's show, there's a couple of announcements I would like to share with all of you this afternoon. One is I'd like to cordially invite each of you. I am now officially opening up my show for sponsorship and advertisement with the Universal Spiritual Connection. I will soon be opening up my TV screen, and so we'd love and feel very honored not only to represent you and the great works that you are doing worldwide, but it would be truly an honor to allow Universal Spiritual Connection to represent you as you continue being in service. My question to you today is, how may I be of service to each of you? With that note, let's go ahead and give our guest, Tasha, a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Tasha.
Aloha, Lani.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. I'm, you know, it's really interesting. Life is like a bed of just fresh, fragrant flowers, you know, and I enjoy getting up every day to see what my day has to offer me and the wonderful connections and the new people that I will meet. And I'm sure you probably feel the same way.
Yes, I like meeting new people. I like communicating. I'm a writer, so communication's always been important to me.
You bet it is, and we need to do more of communication, and with it, along with the art of truly listening, fully connecting with the individuals that we're communicating with. I'm sure you would agree with that, huh?
Yes, it's not always easy to do.
That is absolutely correct. And, you know, I've had my challenges in that area. And, you know, because of my love for humanity, as, you know, I really started working in that area, is truly plugging in into communicating and truly listening to what people had to share with me. And I found through that personal journey is that the value of everyone's voice is priceless.
That it is.
Absolutely.
It's very important, very important.
Absolutely. So, Tasha, share with us today, who is Tasha and all the great works and the things that you are doing to be of service to humanity. Share about what you're doing out there.
Well, I was born with a learning disability, and I went through a lot growing up. And, you know, it wasn't always easy when you have any kind of problem growing up. People tend to dismiss your voice. They don't pay attention to you. They don't recognize talent or intelligence. All that gets dismissed and pushed to the side because of a disability or a limitation of some sort.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, and if I may interject here for just a moment, is I know that that has been a huge challenge in our society to, you know, for many eons of time where we have felt it was important to judge individuals just by our own observation. And when we give ourselves that permission to embrace the person for who they are, we find that we're the ones that sometimes have that disability, not the person that we're interacting with. So I'm glad you brought that up, but please continue sharing with us.
Okay, so I went through the public school system. I went to school in California, Los Angeles, and I was put in special education classes or remedial classes, whatever you want to call them, and to make a long story short, they didn't do the job that they were supposed to do by me and by the law. See, by law, it says that every child with a disability is entitled to an appropriate education for a free appropriate education for him or her. I did not know this until after I left the school system, and that's what made me become an advocate for people with learning disabilities. I feel that once someone's informed and they know their rights, you know, they have to be heard, and the institutions or schools or establishments have to do right by that person.
Absolutely, I agree with you. You know, it's really interesting. Before I became a radio host, I was actually a compliance director for the charter schools right here in the state of Arizona. My responsibility was to make sure that the schools were in alignment with the federal and state regulations. Now, I had the wonderful, wonderful opportunity to work with the special the special needs within the school system. And I have to tell you, I learned so much because I found that these children, as they were continuing their education, a lot of them were extremely highly intelligent. You just had to go step outside of the box and approach the way of teaching these children a different way of learning. And it was amazing how they would pick those, by stepping out of that box and giving them the opportunity to learn a different way versus the way the system supposedly had it set up, we had a whole lot of happy children, and I played a major role in changing a lot of that system for these children to the point where I actually got recognized by the state of Arizona. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That doesn't always happen, though. The problem is that there are inconsistencies in the laws and in the definition of learning disabilities from state to state. Also, there are inconsistencies in the allotment of funds. And unfortunately, children with special needs, they get the short end of the stick a lot of the time.
Yes, because I know when I was hired personally by the school system to come in as a compliance director, it actually created a lot of sadness in my heart. Because what I had found when I stepped into these classrooms, that not only was the teachers along with, you know, entangled within the way the system had been set up, that they spent so much time trying to fulfill the needs of the federal and state requirements that it took away the quality of the teacher being able to utilize in a classroom where it really counted. And so when I started rewriting this program, but still being able to follow the guidelines within, you know, the federal and state, they had asked me personally if I would travel to implement and show how to use this new system. Now, of course, I left the school system, so I don't know if, you know, if they pursued that. But what's really awesome is that, you know, I've been listening to a lot of Obama's information that he's putting out there in regards to supporting the school system. And I feel that there are really great changes that will also be focused on the special needs for these children.
That's great.
Absolutely.
So
I've got a question.
You have a question?
I do indeed. I do.
Okay.
So with that said, you know, you going through that system and firsthand experience and, you know, getting caught up in that system, you know, I really want to honor you first and foremost, because here you are doing a live radio broadcast with me. You've written a book that
two
is
books.
Absolutely.
Within these pages is my second book. My first book was Coming Out the Closet and Breaking the Chains, and that's a large collection of poetry that I wrote. So two books by the same publisher, Publish America.
So you basically have been a tremendous instrument on teaching me personally how not to be disabled. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. My type of disability is like, it's not that apparent to people. It's not in your face. You know, it's not like mental retardation or autism or being in a wheelchair or anything like that. So what I get a lot of times is I'm caught in the middle between the two, how do you say, worlds? I'm caught in between there, so it's hard.
Actually, I think you're probably doing a lot better than most of us, that's for sure. You know,
it's hard. No, I've spent a lot of my time talking to people online. I remember when I first got a computer and first started messaging people online, or them messaging me, they would dismiss my disability, or either they had this patronizing attitude about it, or they would totally exaggerate, you know, the nature of it, and mm-hmm. just assume the worst.
And
if they had met me in person, face to face, they would realize how foolish they were in their assumptions.
Absolutely, and we see it all the time. You know, I can remember watching a particular program. You know, a lot of times when I turn the TV on, I'm led to do that. Okay, and so I just so happened to turn it on, being led, and they were showing this young lady where she used her hands to walk. She was able to function just, you know, as a normal human being, even though she had no body part from her waist down. And that was a tremendous...
I think I saw a program on her. She had some kind of disease or disorder, and her parents had to make the terrible decision when she was really young to, you know, cut off her legs, to have her legs surgically removed. To save her life.
Yes, and they
have to take care of her parents now, and her children, and her husband, and last I heard was that she could no longer use her hands to walk because hands were not designed to walk on.
Yes.
And they took a lot of wear and tear, so she has to be in a wheelchair now.
Well, I have to say, you know, that was a tremendous turning point for me when I actually saw that, because at that point in my life, I was, you know, playing the victim role where I was moping and groaning about how my life was, okay? And when I observed this program, I said, oh my gosh, and here I am with everything a normal human being would obviously have. I've got great eyesight. I've got two legs to walk on, two arms. We could go on and on. I've had a very good education, very blessed in that area. But here I was, Tasha, complaining instead of stepping up and really taking charge of my own personal life and saying, you know what? Go get what your heart thirsts for. And it's
exactly. That's a big theme in my new book, Within These Pages, that just came out last year, is about that. And I, with the economy and everything these days, people are having to, you know, redefine themselves in their roles. I heard on the Today Show how there are a lot of fathers and husbands out of work now. And so they've had to switch roles where their wives are now the ones that are, you know, working and bringing home, you know, the income. The fathers have become the caretakers for, you know, the caregivers for their families.
Yes.
So the roles have been reversed because of the economy. You know,
yes.
It's kind of like a wake-up call. This economy, now everything's out of balance now, and things are changing really rapidly. You know, not just in our society, but in, you know, every country in the world. I hear that this recession is global. It's not just localized to our country.
Yes, because a lot of times what happens I feel personally, and this is just my personal opinion, so to speak, is that, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So with that said, is that, you know, we seem to sometimes stay locked up in that, you know, in a box, not standing back, sitting down, and observing the bigger picture, which I feel is extremely vital to every man, woman, and child on this planet. Because what
it
happens
is, and it's very difficult. One of my favorite writers, Rainier Maria Wilkie, he said in his letter to a young poet that most people are just familiar with one big, he equates a person's life with a room. And he says that most people are just acquainted with one corner, one space in that room.
Yes. And so,
yeah, so it's hard to see the big picture. That's called having perspective. To see the big picture, to see things for what they really are.
Well, I think part of that dilemma, you know, and I'm sure you will probably agree, is that a lot of times we get, you know, I find the way we have created our everyday living is a deterrent to keep us from really truly living life, because we're always so busy, you know, trying to have the upkeep of our basic living. You know, we're paying bills, we're doing this, we're doing that, to where we don't necessarily take a moment in our day to really sit down and ask us some very important questions, you know, and realize that whatever happens to us on a personal level and also within our own society creates a domino effect that ripples throughout our entire planet. And so...
That's true.
It is, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's very true. We're so busy with our routines and our everyday habits and things, and I have often speculated that most people's lives, you know, from outward appearances, tend to resemble each other's. because we all have things we do from day to day, you know, the same routines and the same habits and the same things, you know, that we do day in and day out. And what really matters is what's going on inside that person. What are they thinking? What are they feeling? What are their opinions and their ideas? You know, how broad is their imagination? What's really going on inside of them? Because if we're just paying attention to, you know, what we see from outside of a window, so to speak, then, you know, we're not seeing much of anything. We're not really knowing that person.
Yes, so let's get back to your book, because it's a wonderful, wonderful book. And, you know, I would like to make sure that we share that, because you have given some very powerful insights, real tools that all of us on a very personal level that can utilize that in making whatever changes that we feel will serve us for our highest good, so that we have more of an opportunity to have that expression that really has value, instead of always trying to get caught up in paying bills and doing this and doing that. Not to say that we shouldn't be doing those things, because we should, but I think you got the meaning of what I'm sharing.
Yes, I do. My book within these pages is, you know, is about a lot of different things. You can see there's a series of essays. And while a lot of it, while I address the book to people with learning disabilities, et cetera, really these are things that can apply to everybody. You know, I talk, there's some psychology in it, there's some Eastern philosophy, you know, there are a lot of different issues addressed in it, and so forth and so on. And quite a bit of it is about disabilities and discovering what your purpose is and applying it to the world and finding what your niche is and stuff like that. Talk about what goals are and dreams, what dreams are, what, I talk about some affirmations and how to use them, and just these principles that, you know, that could help somebody make their way in the world, just with a disability or not, you know, and kind of bypass all those systems that people likely have had to go through, like vocational rehabilitation and school system and things like that. There are things that people can do on their own without having to bother going through all those mazes of, you know, the various systems and schools and stuff like that. These are also things that I have done myself.
Absolutely. Well, you know, what came to mind as you were sharing your thoughts with us today is that, you know, I find the greatest disabilities here on the planet is when we are not, you know, we aren't truly tuned into ourselves as individuals, where, you know, loving ourselves as individuals and seeing the beauty and the creativity of what we personally have to offer to the world. Or for all of us, I find disability is when we choose to express constant drama and negativity and, you know, selfishness,
that's
and jealousy
noise.
And
that's,
envy.
Yeah, that's what I call noise from the outside world. People and systems and places, you know, that are dictating to you who you are, what your life should be like, what you should be doing. And there was a chapter in my book called Translations of Ourselves, and I have part of it on cards that I'd like to read. I just
absolutely
don't know parts of it. Okay. Who are these people and what are these places that think they know us enough in one glance to translate us? Who and what are they that they can affect how we translate ourselves to ourselves? There must be more to us than how we translate in a given circumstance or situation. We have not yet reached our end.
Very, very nice. And, you know, as you were sharing that with us today, is that, you know, I know that you personally, Tasha, will become a great voice, empowered voice for people worldwide. You're really, truly opening our eyes up to let go of our judgments or the way we perceive things outside of ourselves. And you've done an excellent job in expressing that, because you firsthand lived that whole scenario going through the school system. And so I realized, as I've been sharing with you on live radio, that you are far from being disabled. You are far from having some form of disability, and you're a great pillar as a beacon for all of us to really examine ourselves and say, hey, if Tasha can rise up after she had been so-called labeled as disabled, that you were able to be that great beacon for all of us that moan and groan about ourselves and our lives in general.
Well, I hope, you know, that I could be a good role model, an accessible one to people like me. When I was growing up, I did not have any role model. I did not have anybody that I recognized myself in that was going through what I was going through, but had that spark, that wanting to do something special, something that only came from me. You know, I had to, you know, invent myself over and over again, and I had to drown out all those negative messages and noises that were coming from the outside world and from the school and from my peers and everybody else around me. I think the only person that really actually believed in me when I was growing up, more or less, was my mother. And I wrote about her in my book, too. She died over 4 years ago, and there are times that I really miss her greatly.
Yes, and I have to tell you, Tasha, she's still communicating with you, still, you know, being that strong foundation and your biggest cheerleader, because she's still encouraging you. I mean, look at you today. Here you are on radio. You've written not one but two books, and you're really out there making a huge difference. And you know, well, you are. Here you are. And it's truly an honor to be able to work with you today, to have you on this show, because this is what this show is all about. It truly is. And you're just wonderful. Can you feel my love and hugs your way?
Yeah, I'm smiling.
Oh, wonderful. I'd like to mention to all of our listeners today, I have a wealth of information about our guests for today, and I'd like to encourage all of you to go and check it out. She's also a Pal Talk family member as well, and it's truly an honor.
Yeah,
she's
a great. Used to be. I can't get Pal Talk anymore.
Well, she is indeed a great beacon for all of us to truly open our eyes up to see the larger picture, and her biggest message to all of us is to let your light shine, to let yourself step forward and say yes to you, say yes to life, and know that it is time, as we have made these tremendous shifts on our planet, embracing the new paradigm in the Aquarius age, it is time for we instead of I, me, myself, and I. So with that said, Tasha, let's talk. Would you like to read another passage to us as well?
Okay.
Yay. Anyway, I'd like to encourage all of you to take a good look at this wonderful book that Tasha has written and shared with all of us. It is insightful, is powerful as well. It really gets you to sit down and think about ourselves as individuals, along with how we choose to interact with our outer world also. So, Tasha, are you ready?
Okay. This is a short little passage on two cards. This is from a part of my book called Success and Failure. We human beings tend to frown upon failure and dread it. It is as if the word failure and fear are synonymous, but it's not a monster. It is nothing to fear when we look at it as a way of learning about our limitations and finding out what works and what doesn't. Also, while we are told we have the right to succeed, no one tells us we also have the right to fail. And as with success, failure too does not define who we are. Failure is just the means by which we learn about ourselves and find out what we can do. It is a way of looking for the possible.
Yes. And you know what I have found through my own life journey in this lifetime is that I found my greatest empowerment was through those experiences that I felt had basically brought me to my knees. That is where I had found my strength. And I was able to rise up and strengthen that area of who I am as an individual. And it turns out that once I was able to do that, I got excited about all the other areas, you know, that I would like to strengthen with me as a person, and which has given me more time and energy to share with others as well. And I'm sure you probably have found that out for yourself also.
I have thought about it quite a bit, you know, and probably been asked too, you know, in the past about, you know, would I, you know, trade my learning disability in, you know, to be absolutely perfect, to have a perfect brain and all that stuff. And that's a hard question to answer. It's a very hard question. Why, you know, while I would not have liked to have had as many struggles and as much emotional pain and turmoil and whatnot, you know, that I've had in my life, you know, if it meant that I didn't have this purpose, if it meant that I could no longer write or I lost something, you know, of myself that was valuable to me, you know, I couldn't trade my learning disability in for a perfect life or a perfect brain or whatever.
Well, personally, you know, and it's interesting because I've always felt this way, you know, and that's the excitement and the joy of living life here on in our universe, is because we're constantly evolving to a higher level of consciousness and understanding. We're here to explore all those areas that we say, ouch, that doesn't serve me well as an individual, you know. And I feel a lot of times.
But doesn't that really? I mean, we don't learn from our successes. We don't learn new ways. We don't find new paths. If we are successful at doing something one way, then we get just caught, you know, in the between the cracks of that, and we don't expand any further. But when we fail at something, that prompts us to try something different, to try a different way, to go, you know, down a different path.
Absolutely, and that's where, you know, I had shared earlier about it. That's where I found my greatest empowerment was through those moments of experience, and I went, wow, this is incredible. And I mean, I'm sure all the listeners that are tuned into today's show are sitting there right now going, reflecting on how many life experiences they've had, and they just thought the world was coming to an end. Their life itself was crumbling right before their eyes, and look where they are today. Because we can reflect back on those areas of our lives.
That's God redirecting them. That is God redirecting them. And, you know, we wrap our identity so tightly around what we do for a living, what we have, what's in our bank accounts, what car we drive. If you know, something happened to all of that, if something happened to all of that, do we also lose, who we are, how we see ourselves? Do we lose our self-esteem? Do we lose our sense of self, our identity? Or, what has really made us up? We don't. We lose things. We lose money. Maybe we lose status. But, we don't lose who we are. We don't lose our sense of self. We don't lose our ego. We don't, lose our identities. We're going to be the same people with or without jobs, with or without money, with or without things. We will be the same people.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this, Tasha. What is one of the, and we'll do this further into the show as well to today's broadcast, but what are one of the messages that you truly would like to convey to all the listeners today?
Message?
Yes. What is it that you would really like for them to get out of reading this book and from through sharing your own personal experiences, having these special needs? What is it that you would like for them to really see and tune into, and how they may utilize this to be more of love in service and support to all our sisters and brothers out there that may have these needs?
Well, I think if they really want to help people with any type of disability, they have to stop feeling sorry for them. They have to get out of their sense of separation. The whole world is in a, process of separating. One country from another, one person from another, one group of people from another. And that's not what God intended. You have to see past a person's label, or their skin color, or their gender, or their age. You have to see past all of that. Because at core, we are all human beings, and we are all God's children. And God designed each and every one of us with a specific purpose. And he gave each and every one of us our own crosses to bear, our own limitations, our own disabilities, whatever they may be, for a reason. And to second-guess, that reason, and to deny a person of their purpose and not see, who they really are and what they're really here to do, is not to immerse yourself in that light, that's what is truly wrong. And there's no way a world, a government, a society can function when we are dismissing whole groups of people and individuals because we see something missing in them. Perhaps if you see something missing in an individual, it's because you are projecting what's missing in yourself. There is something missing in yourself, you feel. And you're projecting that onto another human being. And that's wrong.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting, what was coming to mind as well, is that, we at times feel that we are, when we feel that it's necessary to judge individuals else, crosses our path, is, and I just said this to an individual last week, a couple of weeks ago, I said, every time that you choose to judge or you choose to lie versus speaking the truth, why would you want to raise a sword against yourself? Because that's truly what's happening. And you know what really, each of us have all the same tools and gifts that has been, we're all blessed with. It's all about us taking the action and realizing our universe is not limited to just a chosen few on this planet.
The universe is it's a very generous force. And what I have read is that it gives you, what you say you want through your actions. So if you want a more peaceful world, then you have to be a more peaceful person. If you want a more compassionate world, then you have to be compassionate yourself. It's like when you're dreaming. Everything in your dream is a part of yourself, and it's all symbolic of yourself. So if in your dream you're walking down a dark, deserted alleyway, and you're saying, "Hey, I hope I won't get mugged," and you have the apprehension in your heart, then in your dream that's what's going to happen. Some dark figure is going to come up and mug you or rape you or attack you in some way. But that's really just the aspect of yourself trying to get your attention. And the universe works the same way dreams do. It all has to start with you and your mindset and what you believe.
Yes.
If you're looking at a person and you just see what's not there, you're not paying attention to what's there.
Yes.
On television there are these announcements where these celebrities or talk show hosts come on, and one of them, from the Today Show has come on recently, and she said, if you just see the disability, you may be missing a lot, because people with disabilities are just people.
Yes.
It's
interesting because I've never seen people with disabilities unless they choose to be, to exercise that smallness instead of their greatness, because we all have the same abilities. It's just a matter of how we choose to express them on on the outside of ourselves, like I had mentioned.
Yeah, we all share in the same intelligence. And one thing that I talk about in my book is the concept of duality, which a lot of people have trouble grasping that idea. It just means that there are contrasting forces in everybody. It's part of human nature. We're all capable of good and evil. We're all capable of, being good at certain things and not being good at other things, understanding some things and not understanding other things. Everybody, has strengths and weaknesses. And, except that it's all in one human being.
Yes.
And so, it's like with my fiancé. He had a hard time grasping that, I have certain disabilities. Because I think what it is I'm well-spoken and articulate. And I tend to project a very strong positive aura and everything. My persona can be very strong when I need it to be. And so he's got a conflict going on, between my persona and my shadow. Those are Jungian terms. And I think, he has a hard time understanding that. But a person can be physically or educationally or whatever disabled. They can have no problems, and they can have disabilities, and they can still be incredibly intelligent and incredibly gifted.
Yes.
Before about people just exaggerating what's there. They exaggerate the negative and tend to dismiss the positive that's in the person.
So, Tasha, let me ask you this, because, you know, the universal spiritual connection, because I don't see, we as the family that tune into this show, we have ownership of this show, and the strong foundation of this show is unity, bridging that gap. Encouraging sisters and brothers worldwide to come together and to be our greatness, to truly love ourselves as individuals so that we have that expression outside of ourselves to realize that we have wonderful, just by us sharing who we are with the world, we're doing a great service. So with that said, what are your thoughts about the new, you know, us stepping into the new paradigm, the we generation, and the unity of standing side by side? What are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts on that, that's a great deal to think about. I think it's going to take time and patience and compassion and understanding. And I think part of the problem is that, you know, it's just part of human nature to have a little selfishness. But also, you know, to think of oneself is, you know, not the problem. It's just, you know, the problem is to think solely of yourself. As if you're the only one, as if you were the most important in the world in your life. I think that's the problem. It's all about balance. Because without balance, nobody's happy in their life.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And, you know, and it's really interesting because we as the people have the opportunity to make a massive shift worldwide that would create this tremendous ripple effect throughout our universe just by us saying no to these lower expressions and realizing that we're so unlimited, we're multidimensional beings here having a human experience. And learning not to be so, judging ourselves, judging our outer world, and saying, yes, you know, my question, okay, to the world is, are you part of the solution or part of the problem? And if you're part of the problem, maybe it's time for all of us to re-examine ourselves as an individual and how we're showing up in our outer world, because I choose to be part of the solution and stepping outside of that box.
It's what you want the world to see of yourself. You're projecting something onto the world. And so the world is going to respond to what you're projecting out there. You have to let them see you, you know, fully for who you are. You know, in your personal relationships or, you know, with work or trying to find work, that's all about what it is. You know, you're trying to protect one thing, and it could be that, you know, the world of work, is just seeing something entirely different.
Yes.
And you might have some certain things that you want to give to the world, certain things you want to contribute, you know, to a workforce and stuff like that, but it's not what's in demand. They're saying, we want this, and you're saying, I have this. And you're saying, we need that, and you're saying, but I have this. And it's not, you know, it's hard to, you know, it's hard. In my book, too, it's called Hammers and Saws. They're trying to use a hammer for a saw and vice versa. They want to use you for one thing, but you're meant to be used for something entirely different.
Yes, and you know, it's so interesting. I just reflected on when I graduated from college. You know, I was valedictorian, and I was asked, obviously, to make a speech at our graduation ceremonies, and I had chosen to actually do a speech on the Ten Commandments of attitude. And still today, they made it the school motto. And so today, it still hangs up in the school that I had actually done this speech on. And it was all about having a positive outlook about life. Have I sometimes, as a person, fell short of that? Absolutely. But it's really all about on how we express our attitude and the way we look at ourselves and our world. And, you know, it is time for humanity to say yes to who they are and allow themselves to really celebrate.
More humane to each other, regardless of our differences.
That's right. Well, we're getting close to the end of this broadcast. Tasha, it's truly been a real honor to have you. What a great beacon and great messages that you have to share with all of us. So we honor you and thank you for being on this show today. And I'd like to give you the opportunity. Let's share the title of your book with all the listeners. And you also have a special running on the purchase of this book. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. So anybody interested in purchasing my book, you can purchase it directly through me. The deal is that the publisher has made, the book available to me. So you have to order it through me.
Okay.
Email me at ikaria2@aol.com. Now with your address and how many books you would like to order. If it's one, it's fine. If it's more than one, that's great. Then I will email you back with the total of the books and the address to send payment. No, you send it to me. I'll email you back with my address here.
Excellent.
And then I'll have the publisher send the books or send the copies of the book directly to you. And it's just for today, too. Because this offer is going to be ending tomorrow. So you have to act right away. And in addition, I'm going to offer you my standard offers and discount that my publisher always gives me in my contract, which is 20%. So you get 20% off the total. They sell the book for $21.95, so that you take 20% off that. That does not include shipping, okay? So you have to add at least $5 for shipping, but you're still getting a little discount on it. So if you're interested in within these pages, please email me at ikaria2@aol.com.
Excellent. And I'd like to remind all the listeners that have tuned into the show, it's truly been an honor, and I thank you all for tuning in and supporting Tasha today, incredible young lady. And for those listeners that are in the radio room, we have it posted up for, and we want to personally thank the Publish America for giving us this opportunity to, with this 20% off the retail price. If you're interested in a great book that gives you some real insight and powerful empowerment to utilize in your everyday living, today is the day. I also would like to encourage you to also go onto my show page as well if you're interested. We want to personally once again send our gratitude and thank yous to Publish America for today's special on the purchase of this book. So we've got that information up for all of you.
You have to order it through me, though, because the offer, they only send these offers to, the authors of their books. So you have to go through me to get in on it.
Okay, guys, you guys heard that. It's important for you to go through Tasha if you're interested in buying this book. It would be also an incredible book as well to share with your family, your friends, your coworkers, or just someone that you have in particular in mind that could really, really use this book.
And we're from graduation, is a few months away, so if you know any high school students, a brother, a sister, a niece, or a daughter or son that has a learning disability and is going to be out, trying to apply themselves and project, who they are into the world outside of school, this would be a good graduation present for them. So I would grab a copy for those people if you know anybody like that.
Absolutely.
For them, it's a graduation present.
And let's take it one more step up, and this would be a great book as well to buy for a teacher that you may know that works with special needs, or even purchase in a book to give out to the schools so they may pick it up and read it and really learn to receive some tremendous insight that just might be the key to really help them propel forward in making some very necessary changes, because you see, all the children of this world are our children, and it is our business that they are well educated, well cared for, and have the proper education that fits for them. So Tasha, I want to say thank you so much for being on the show. It's been truly an honor. I also want to thank all the listeners once again for tuning in. Remember this, you are all multidimensional beings having a human experience. Let's together join hand in hand, standing side by side in unity, and let's create that tremendous ripple effect throughout our universe, and giving our sisters and brothers the permission to say yes to themselves, saying yes to all our sisters and brothers worldwide. Remember, greatness starts with you. So on that note, I bless you, Tasha, and many blessings to all of you. I will see you guys later this evening at 6 o'clock Pacific time. We're going to do another show. So be well, love yourselves, be kind to one another and yourselves. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lenana.
Thank you.